This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower, and you're listening to Edis. Today, we're tracking a story out of Washington that doesn't have a single airplane in it, but it touches just about everyone who flies, sits up front or back in the cabin, or makes a living in this industry. Here's what you need to know. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are set to examine competition within the United States airline industry during a hearing later this month. That's the headline, and we'll unpack what it actually means for you in a moment. But first, today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSold.com. Aviation Challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSold.com. Now let's get into it. According to reporting from AeroTime, a congressional hearing scheduled for later this month will put the question of airline competition front and center. The focus is the structure of the U.S. commercial airline market, how concentrated it has become, and whether passengers and the broader industry are being served well by it. Let me give you the lay of the land, because the headline doesn't tell the whole story. The U.S. passenger airline business is dominated by a handful of large carriers: American, Delta, United, and Southwest together carry the lion's share of domestic traffic. When Congress decides to hold a hearing on competition, what they're really asking is whether that concentration is healthy. Are fares fair? Are routes being served? Are smaller communities getting left behind? And is there enough room for new entrants to actually break in and compete? These hearings tend to dig into a few familiar areas: airfares and fees, mergers and acquisitions, and whether regulators should approve or block them, service to small and mid-size airports, and the competitive landscape for low-cost and ultra-low-cost carriers, several of which have had a rough stretch financially. So why does this matter to you, the person listening? This affects you if you fly for a regional carrier, or you're hoping to. The health of competition at the bottom and middle of the market shapes hiring, route expansion, and where the next wave of flying jobs comes from. When low-cost carriers struggle or consolidate, that ripples down to crew demand, to base openings, and to the career ladder a lot of pilots are climbing right now. This affects you if you depend on a smaller airport. Competition policy is tightly linked to which communities keep scheduled service and which ones lose it. The Essential Air Service Program, the slots and gates at constrained airports, the willingness of a carrier to fly a thinner route, all of that lives in the same conversation Congress is about to have. And this affects you if you're a general aviation pilot who shares the system with the airlines. The competitive structure of the airlines influences traffic patterns, congestion at the big hubs, and how the air traffic system gets funded and prioritized. When lawmakers talk about the airline business, decisions about the airspace you and I fly in are never far behind. Now, let me be clear about what this hearing is and what it isn't. A hearing is not a law. It is not a rule. It is Congress gathering testimony, asking questions, and signaling where its attention is pointed. Sometimes that's the first tremor before regulatory or legislative action. Sometimes it's a conversation that goes nowhere. I'm flagging that as context, not prediction. We don't know yet which direction this one goes. What we do know is that competition in the airline industry has been a recurring theme in Washington. There's been scrutiny of proposed mergers and partnerships. There's been attention on so-called junk fees and how carriers disclose the true cost of a ticket. And there's been ongoing debate about whether the largest carriers hold too much power over slots, gates, and the routes that connect the country. This hearing fits into that broader pattern. Here's the practical takeaway. If you work in this industry, watch what testimony comes out of that hearing room. Because the questions lawmakers ask often preview the policies they pursue. If a particular merger, fee structure, or service obligation gets singled out, that's your early signal. For the rest of us, this is a reminder that the airline system isn't just a market. It's a piece of national infrastructure, and Congress treats it that way. What should you actually do about it? Honestly, for most of us, the answer right now is simply stay informed. There's no action item today, no deadline, no form to file. But if you're making career decisions tied to a specific carrier, especially a smaller or low-cost one, the competitive conversation in Washington is worth keeping on your scope. It won't change your next flight. It could shape the industry you're building a career in. I'll keep tracking this one as the hearing date approaches, and we'll bring you what comes out of it once lawmakers convene. That reporting came to us by way of AeroTime, and you can always find more at RadioHangar.com. This is Tower. Fly smart, stay current, and keep your situational awareness up in the air and on the ground. I'll see you next time on ATAS.